Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome. Prime Time with Isaac and Souk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Woo! Welcome back, Hour 2.
Go Ducks.
I just saw they're doing another, what do they call this, the Field of Dreams game.
Yep.
They're doing another one tonight.
Yeah, I know that the Reds are in it because I saw on Twitter they're doing the like the throwback unis and they look amazing.
It is Reds-Cubs, yes. Confirmed.
Well, the Reds are playing the Mets, though. Yeah, the Nationals are playing the Cubs.
So is this going down
not
today?
Confirmed.
Or is this
well,
just...
it's not today.
Well, they're broadcasting it as if it's today. There's guys warming up. And
it does say MILB at Field of Dreams, which is minor league baseball.
Hey, Mike.
It is the Cedar Rapids Bunnies.
Against the Duke Blue Devils.
The Davenport Blue Sox.
Oh, I see.
MILB.
Okay. And there's old Harry Reynolds. I love Harry.
He looks like he's working in an oil can. Henry's.
Oh, look at what they're wearing. Yeah. That's so funny.
They got the throwbacks on.
They look like Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. Peaky Blinders.
Tommy Shelby's out there.
Greg Amsinger in those glasses, though.
It's great.
It's funny.
He's tall.
So, yeah, they're doing the minor leagues, and then eventually we get to the Reds and the Cubbies. And I hope they – can they bring back Kevin Costner again? Because last year when they did that and he walked out of the corn, it was amazing. But does it lose something like year two?
I don't think you can do the exact same ceremony again. Maybe there's something else you could do.
Where's James Earl Jones?
Yeah,
bring him out there.
Well, maybe he'll be there.
Do the speech.
Why don't they do a Sandlot game?
There's talk of that, but the actual Sandlot where it's played is an absolute dive. It's in Salt Lake. And
so what?
You can't.
Put him out there.
You can't do it.
Isn't it also teeny tiny?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a, it's just like an, it literally is an empty
put him out
it's like
there.
A backyard.
Yeah. Let's go.
Well, like this isn't on
we're
the
all
field.
Used.
This isn't on the Field of Dreams.
No.
It's adjacent to the Field of Dreams.
They had to build it special.
Yeah, they had to build it bigger.
But we all are used to, like, if you want to relate to fans, we're all used to janky wiffle ball fields.
Yeah.
Let him go play one game on some crappy ass sandlot.
I don't think you can have Aaron Judge break a
leg.
Dude,
how great would that be? Oh, well, not break a leg. I thought you meant like hitting 15 home runs a game. I'm like, yes, I can. Sign me up.
The fence is 175.
And then he strikes out four times.
Aaron Judge is someone's bunting one over the left field wall.
NFL today.
Today.
We do get, what do you call it? We get Hard Knocks tonight.
Oh, we do?
Yeah. Episode 1 on HBO Max.
Boy, that snuck up on me, but I gotta tell you, man.
Right? HBO?
Hard Knocks, yeah. Hard Knocks hasn't been a thing for me in like 5 years.
Yeah, well, I'll be watching. I always watch, and so I will report back if there's anything you need to know.
I said this last week that I think I'm officially out on Hard Knocks.
Yeah, Mike's not gonna watch. It's your Lions.
I will probably, well, that will get me to watch because it's Dan Campbell. And I'll watch Dan Campbell do anything. And I do. I end up like putting him on the old DVR. And
eventually, you'll watch.
And eventually I get to him. But, man, I have not been entertained or, like, appointment viewing on Hard Knocks for years. This is what happens. It'll be like a Saturday afternoon. I'll get done doing something. I'll lay down on the couch. I'll crack a Rainier. And then I'm like, oh, what's on the oh, yeah, I got Hard Knocks. Why not? I'll give that a whirl. And then I fall asleep halfway through it.
Well, I don't think they care how you watch it or when you watch it. They just want you to watch it.
Yeah, I kind of watch it.
But it is sucky.
It's not good.
But I'll watch.
And the teams now make sure that everything is really sanitized. And we all know the narratives that they run out there. And they're just...
There's still some good parts, though.
It's just there'll not be that some, intriguing.
There will be gold. You know there will. We have a new richest owner in the NFL.
Yes.
His name is Rob Walton of Walmart fame.
Walmart money and a lot of it.
And he is worth $60 billion, they say.
It's a lot of bill.
Which makes him the second richest owner in American major sports. Only one guy richer.
I'm trying to think of who's got more than 60 bill.
You don't have this?
Who am I blanking on?
I'm
sure it's just obvious.
It is very obvious.
Very obvious. Mike, you got this one off the top of your
head?
You
still don't have it? Guys, our friend.
Yeah! Ah!
I was going to say Jody Allen.
I don't even know if Jody's...
But I gotta say, I'm just fired up to be here today.
That's my man Ballmer.
Steve Ballmer, 92 bill.
I don't even know if Jody's that rich or she controls the money.
She's not on this list, and she would... I mean, Paul Allen died with more... like. Paul Allen had enough money that he would be a top 10 richest owner.
Because he died with 17 or 20, something like that?
Something like that. That would put him in the top five.
Yeah.
But Jody is not on this list, therefore, it's not her money.
Because they always list Jody, when you look at her net worth, and it's the same as Paul's net worth, but that is all getting sold.
No. It's the trust. It's not hers. It's in a trust.
Yeah. See, I want my man Larry Ellison. I want him to get involved in this because he's crazy.
Dude.
And he's worth 90.
You don't want that.
Yes, I do. I want all of his craziness.
The Blazers are pretty boring. It would spice them up.
Yes. You're telling me it wouldn't get infinitely more interesting.
Whoa.
If Larry and his money came in?
No, it would be fascinating and probably a little bit like this.
With his weird hair and that creepy molester stash the plastic surgery.
I'd like to think we'd have a relationship with him and he'd come in studio.
I would hope so.
Smelling of cigars and cologne and telling lies to the public.
I'm here for all of it, man.
Yeah, I am too.
All of it.
You got me convinced. You're right. It didn't take long to convince me on that.
Thank you.
I'm for Larry Ellison because he's a whack job. Okay, so Ballmer's the richest. Rob Walton is the second richest owner in American major sports, but he does not know who the commissioner of the NFL is. Isn't that interesting?
Really?
Yeah, Rod Walton just bought the Broncos.
He's not aware of Roger Goodell?
Apparently not.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell. We're just so excited.
Yeah.
Goodell?
Roger Goodell.
Let's just add this to our list.
Yes.
I'm really happy with that. Please give it to me one more time.
I'd like to thank Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell.
We're
just so excited.
I think he knew he screwed that up.
I hate to tell you this, but I will no longer be allowed in my brain to ever call him Roger Goodell. It won't happen.
Roger Goodell.
It's forever changed. God bless.
It immediately makes him less important sounding.
Yes.
Roger Goodell.
Goodell.
Well, imagine Rob Walton's life. He doesn't.
Well, can I ask how old Rob Walton is?
70?
I don't know what he even looks like.
You've seen him.
Oh, boy. He's 78.
78? Okay.
He's 78.
Yeah. His name's Robson, too, by the way. Not Rob. I mean, it's Rob, but it's not Robert. It's Robson.
Robson Walton. So he turned 78 here in October.
Yeah.
He's worth $60
billion? Mm-hmm.
You think he gives two S's who Roger Goodell is?
That's what I mean.
That's how insignificant Mr. Goodell is to Rob.
Well, I mean, think about a multi-billionaire's life. Yeah. Why would he know who Roger Goodell is?
He doesn't give a damn.
He doesn't care. He's even buying a team in his league and he doesn't know who he is.
I love that level of what would you call it? What is that?
He just lives in another world, man. That's another universe.
He's unless you're worth at least $10 billion, I don't think that old Rob pays any attention to you. It's Goodell makes 40 or 50 mil a year.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet when Rob found that out, he scruffled his hair. He's like, that's adorable. It's so cute.
The other of the top five richest owners in American pro sports now. So Ballmer 1, Rob Walton 2. Dan Gilbert of the Cavaliers is 3.
Boy, I would not.
Yeah, he's gotten a lot richer.
I would not have guessed that was the case.
Steve Cohen of your Mets.
Yeah, Cohen's worth a lot.
And $17 billion.
Can I tell you, man, I love going from an organization that had no money thanks to, some Ponzi schemes. It is awesome to have an owner that doesn't give an F. It's like, hey, now I know what it was like to be a Yankee fan all those years. It's not my money. Spend it.
Yeah, and he seems to really love the Mets, right? Yeah, he wants to win.
He's all in, and he has told them that money is not an issue.
Dude, is that the like, if you ask yourself what you want from a, from your sports owner,
right there,
that's all you can ask.
All you
look,
want.
If Steve Cohen ends up flaming out and the Mets can never get over the hump and win a title, so be it. Yeah. Because all you can ask is the guy who owns the team cares about winning and will do what it takes to win.
Yes.
That's it. That's yes. what Paul Allen was. And you know what? Honestly, you know, they never got over the hump, but you should thank your lucky stars you had him. You know?
Yeah. Because when you
Now look, because his sister runs everything and she couldn't care less. Yeah, and look at what is happening.
Yeah. And without Paul, honestly, the Blazers may not be here.
100%.
Without him building that building. And most guys aren't willing to do anything like that. And he had so much money, he was like, nah, fine.
But he cared. He wanted to win.
By the way, I just want...
And fifth, sorry, quick, I'll just finish off the top five and then we'll move on. But David Tepper of the Panthers is fifth.
I know he's worth an S-time.
17
he's
billion.
Also a terrible human being.
Is he?
Yeah. My man Rob here, like in regards to Mr.
Robson.
Robson.
Yes.
My man Robson. Like old Goodell there who makes his 45, 50 mil a year. I just want you to realize that old Robson just today, is you care to guess what he's up in his net worth?
I didn't see the market today.
One day.
All right. He's up. He probably made $8 billion. No, I mean $6
billion. He's only up a paltry $435 million.
That's it?
That's it.
Weak.
But I just wonder when Roger is like, he's feeling good, and then he just looks at him and goes, by the way, just so you know, today, yeah, I made about $500 million. Have fun. Way to go.
Well, he didn't technically make anything, you know?
No.
Unless he sold those, you know, stocks for that profit, right?
Yeah, just like it's just his worth.
Yeah.
Now Musk is down $5 billion today.
Yeah.
That hurts. Bezos.
You think he cares?
No. Bezos is down 1.5. I just love looking at the real-time list.
Why is Robson up so much and the other guy's down? Walmart stock did well today?
Apparently. I just love looking at
There was a Walmart story in the news. What was it? They were going to do a streaming partnership or something.
Is there any chance that this going through affected the stock?
No. I think it's this idea that it says Walmart ponders streaming deal with Paramount, Disney, and Comcast. I think that's the
maybe
deal.
Maybe that buoyed it up. I don't know.
I don't even know what that means, but I guess they would stream.
I guess they're just kicking around ideas. Oh.
So it's, I see. They would just add, so I guess there's something called Walmart Plus.
There is?
Well, there's a plus everything.
Oh, right? Yeah. Like some sort of like where you get free shipping and and all that.
Exactly.
Okay.
So if you're a Walmart Plus member, they're going to try to partner with some of these streaming services to add value to its Walmart Plus bundle, membership.
So you get Walmart Plus and then by doing that, you would get...
Yes. It's just like Amazon Prime and all that.
Yeah.
You know?
I will say that's a nice part of Amazon Prime when you get Amazon Music and you get the Amazon Video and all that. It's a nice little perk.
What's Walmart at right now? 129. Wow. Yeah, way up today.
Yeah, it's good.
Picked up 1.2% today.
Now...
1% today.
Now, I told you, Robson's up 435. His sister, Alice, 439.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's making fun of him right now. It's like, whatever.
It's good stuff. All right, more NFL today, and live news next on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
So which do you want? Do you want Little League Baseball on ESPN, or would you like Minor League Baseball on MLB Network?
There's also Major League Baseball on TBS right now.
Oh, really?
Who do we have?
Braves Red Sox.
Okay, let's... Oh, yeah, there you go. Much better. Didn't know that was on. I never check TBS. But if you had to choose between Little League Baseball and Minor League Baseball, which would you choose?
Because it's at the Field of Dreams, I would probably go Minor League Baseball. If it's Minor League Baseball just in a minor league stadium, might lean towards...
I'd go Little League then.
Little League, although I got to tell you, man, I'm not a Little League guy.
We know that.
I'm not either. I find the thing a little creepy.
Did you see the big viral video today of the Little Leaguer?
Yeah.
Wasn't that cute?
Yeah, the dude beamed a guy in the head. And then he was all, well, that wasn't, I love how Rob's laughing.
He's like, it was hilarious.
Yeah, guy takes one off the dome, and the kid on the mound is all shook up. He's like crying.
Yeah.
And the kid gets up off the ground. He's not hurt. And
it didn't even hit him in the head. It hit his helmet.
It hit his helmet.
It hit the side of his, it was close to hitting him right in the face.
Yeah.
But he got really lucky and it hit the side of his ear hole.
Yeah.
So or I mean his ear piece.
The flap.
Yeah.
The ear flap.
So he didn't even get. Yeah, he didn't get the brunt of it.
No, he was all right. So he's over on first, and the kid's crying on the mound, and the dude comes over and gives him a hug.
Yeah, said you're doing great.
Yeah, he said he was great.
And how great was that?
That was a cool moment.
Yeah.
That was
sportsmanship
a cool
there?
Yes. And then
the stupid coach came out and tried to, like...
Yeah, and that's my part.
Tried to butt in and...
Because
these guys know, they know everything's on, like everybody's watching, right?
100%.
So that kid, I think that kid that went over from first base and hugged the pitcher, I think that is pure just the kid being a kid. And
agreed.
But I think the coach coming out and basically kind of shoving the other kid to the side. Look at me, look at me, look me in the eye. You okay? You know, like, I feel like that, he felt like that was his moment. And he was sort of, I think, put off that he didn't think of it first when his kid was out there crying. The guy from the other team did. So then the coach had to save face, and then it ruined it.
I think it's cool that those kids get the opportunity to go play on a big field like that.
And then I turned it to minor league baseball.
In front of big crowds. But, yeah, this the idea of it being on ESPN, and it just – the way we try to make that bigger than it is and what it should be is just kids getting to be kids and having a cool moment. It gives me a little creep.
I have news, though.
What?
Gives you a little creep.
Gives me a little creep.
Cause Dirk, you know, my buddy Mike was in here last night.
Yeah.
The fighter pilot. We interviewed him in the club. It was fun. And he was also raising money for the GoFundMe for his the Sandy Pack baseball team.
They're doing the Babe Ruth World Series. They're a little bit older.
Yeah, they went to the World Series last year, but now they're Babe Ruth age and they're going to the Babe Ruth World Series. Like, they're a really good team. And he was asking our listeners, you know, we need some help to get some peeps out to D.C. to play. They raised $1,500 just in the hour of our show from our listeners.
Kick ass, man.
How about that? So thanks to the listeners who helped those guys. That'll buy a couple plane tickets, right?
Absolutely.
So that's super cool. Back to NFL today on this day.
With Roger Goodell.
Roger Goodell said the evidence in the Deshaun Watson case calls for a full year of suspension.
Yeah.
So, the woman who heard the case did not rule that way, but Roger Goodell is now saying, oh, no, it should be a year.
So this was one of those things that kind of went back and forth in that the NFL has the power to appeal, and the NFL ultimately, a lot of people think, has the power to do whatever they want. But it was always believed that the NFL wasn't going to, that they were going to let this woman decide. Apparently not. Apparently the NFL is going to try to attempt this, and there's going to be some lawsuits and...
They appealed.
Yes.
And the appeal is being heard by a guy Roger Goodell handpicked.
Yes.
So that ought to go well. Deshaun Watson could be out for the year.
It's possible. And we all knew that this was a very real possibility.
But I just don't understand why I do understand why Sue Robinson ruled the way she did. She only ruled six games because she said she was bound by the standards of consistency of treatment of players who have been in similar situations.
She claimed that the 6-game suspension that she handed down was the most severe for anything that fell in this scope of things.
Right.
Yeah. So she,
even though 20, like, I still think that's stupid because there are 24 accusers,
yeah,
not one like Ben Roethlisberger, but, and they got the same, well, two, but in that, in the instance that Roethlisberger was punished, it was one accuser.
Yeah.
So I don't know how she draws that parallel, but okay, that's why they appealed, and so we'll see. He said
he's going to get a year.
Roger Goodell said today that he does not know when they will have a decision there.
Yeah, he called it multiple. He said there was obviously multiple violations, which is an understatement. He said it was egregious, and I believe he said predatory behavior was the other term that he threw out there.
I also have to bring something up that happened while you were away.
Okay.
And because I know you will appreciate it, and I'm sure you saw it. But last week when you were on vacation, did you see the bait and switch the NFL did with the Stephen Ross news?
I did see the Stephen Ross news.
So they turned the Brian Flores accusations of integrity of the game and, yeah, tanking and everything.
Yeah.
They turned that into tampering charges.
Oh, from the Tom Brady thing.
Or charges. Yeah, and Sean Payton. So they rather, I mean, like, you can't even be mad. It was such a good.
It's kind of slick. It's like when North.
It was very slick.
It's like when North Carolina got off of their fraud scandal by saying that any of their students could have committed fraud, therefore it wasn't an extra benefit.
He said integrity of the game is critically important. No. Important. I'm talking about Roger Goodell here.
Yes.
And because of Brian Flores's accusations that Stephen Ross offered to pay him to lose games, mm-hmm, the NFL basically closed the book on that by saying, well, we couldn't really find that, but Stephen Ross clearly wanted to lose games. Don't look there. Tampering. they had the whole world talking about Tom Brady and Sean Payton and tampering.
Well,
is brilliant.
God bless the NFL, man.
Absolutely brilliant.
They're like a street music or magician. They've got you looking at one thing. Meanwhile, the dude's picking your pocket.
Dude, they're so good at it.
Yeah, I do love how it is true that Stephen Ross is in trouble for tampering and not necessarily.
And no one really cares because we assume that happens no matter. We just assume, yeah, that happens. Like, that is not blasphemous to us.
No.
Tanking.
Yeah, and oh, by the way,
losing on purpose.
I'm sure the Dolphins are really going to be hurt with the suspension of Stephen Ross. I mean, by the way, it's like,
well, they did lose draft picks.
They did. They, yeah, did lose draft picks, but he's suspended through like what? It's like week six. Like week six. Yeah.
He'll just go on vacation.
Yeah. Oh no.
Oh wait, he's on vacation every day.
And are you telling me that Stephen Ross can't pick up the phone and send a text message and be like, yeah, I'm still involved? I don't believe that at all.
We had the Jets lose an offensive lineman today.
Mekhi Becton.
He's out.
He was their number one overall pick.
Oh, dear.
2 years ago. And say it was a disappointing start. And then he had season-ending knee surgery.
Oh, no.
And now he's having season-ending knee surgery again on the same knee, but a different part of the knee. This one was a cracked kneecap.
So my prediction yesterday of Zach Wilson becoming the next Peyton Manning. I'm going to walk that back.
Well, I feel bad for him too, because he was taking a lot of heat from the fans. Becton was.
Why?
Because, you know, when you're drafted and you're being considered like the cornerstone, heck, hey, we got our left tackle for the next 15 years. And then people were calling him fat and people were calling him lazy and they were kind of dragging him. And now that he's been hurt, there's a lot of Jets fans that are actually kind of piling on and doing the, well, thank God he's injured, we don't have to watch him play anymore, stuff like that. Like, he's getting run over the coals, and it sucks because, you know, dude, the guy's out there trying. He got hurt, and, you know, it's the second year in a row he's been hurt with a season ender. And I just think it's crappy when a guy gets hurt. He didn't choose to have his kneecap chipped.
Yeah, that's Jets fans.
And now
you
got Jet fans that are piling on the kid.
Yeah,
not a kid, but young man.
They're idiots. I still think Zach Wilson will be a Hall of Famer. No, I'm just kidding.
Betting on that, are you?
No, but he's got a shot. But that's a big blow.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
Well, and
I don't mean a shot of the Hall of Fame. I just think he has a shot to be a decent quarterback.
Sure. But now, like, if you look at the Jets, and here's the thing: when you take a guy number one, like your number one guy, and this is 2 years in a row of. You had a year of underwhelming performance and then the knee injury. And now going into the second one, you get another knee injury. Now you start getting into that fear of, did you, you know, did
Greg
you, draft,
Oden.
Did you draft a bust? Right.
Well, Well, of course. I mean, if you can't stay healthy, you're a bust.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last thing is Roquan Smith has requested a trade out of the Chicago.
Yeah, he's being disrespected.
Yeah, he says the new front office regime does not respect him.
No.
So that's interesting. Yeah, I don't know if the Bears will trade him, but
yeah, he's saying
he's a stud.
Yeah, he's basically saying that their deals that they're offering him are take it or leave it, and they're the way they're structured. They're basically saying, yeah, here's the money you want, but you'll never see it. You know, and we see this all the time in the NFL where you get these massive numbers, but they're almost impossible to reach. And I don't know, you want to talk about a bad organization right now, I'll give you the Chicago Bears. It's a bit of a mess there. And you got a young, talented player, and you've pissed him off to the point he doesn't want to be there anymore.
New coach, right?
Yeah, they do have a new coach.
Who'd they hire?
Lovie Smith is down with the Texans again. The Bears hired...
Oh, they hired the Colts guy, Eberflus?
Eberflus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So exciting.
Get ready for Matt Eberflus.
Hot Matt Eberflus.
Hey, it's a good name.
Talk. He's a defensive guy or
he
an
was
offensive?
The defensive coordinator for your Indianapolis Colts.
I love the Colts this year.
And then people were giving the Bears crap because you've got a franchise quarterback and, you know, the idea that you get him with an offensive coach, then you hire a defensive guy.
Fields franchise quarterback to you?
You drafted him to be one, but...
He's not.
I'll
take Wilson over him.
None of the quarterbacks you saw last year gave you any sort of indication, with the exception of maybe Mac Jones, who was kind of dink and dunk. And so it's a big year for all of these guys, but I make the argument that I think the one that you might be able to judge the least is Justin Fields, because I think what Justin Fields is going to have to work with.
Because he had Nagy.
Yeah, he had Nagy, and now going into year two, it's a bad team around him. You're setting Justin Fields up to fail right now. So if he comes out and struggles, I don't necessarily think it's fair if this year doesn't go his way to say, well, Fields is a bust, or, you know, Fields is the worst of these quarterbacks. I think it's a really bad situation. I mean, we could say Jacksonville is a bad situation for Lawrence, but when you look at the coaching staff they've got and the talent they've put around him, it's a much better situation there. It's a much better situation in New York. It's a much better situation for Trey Lance coming in. I mean, if you are Justin Fields, like, what do you look around at your team and say that you're elite at anything? Like, where do you go? Like, what's your weapon? You don't have a good offensive line. They haven't put anything around you. You got what, Pringles out there, and you got one of the St. Browns, one of the St. Brown kids. I mean, it's really yeah, it's not good. It's not.
Who's their running back?
They got what, Montgomery and
Montgomery.
Yeah, they got David
Jordan
Montgomery.
The pitcher.
The pitcher. They got David Montgomery, and I don't know who else they have.
Well, that's pretty bad.
It's a bad.
Didn't they just sign N'Keal Harry?
He got hurt, and I don't think he was on. Was he on the Bears? He.
They traded for him or something.
But he just got hurt.
Oh, he's hurt now?
Yeah, he just got hurt.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
All right.
It's
well,
it's a bad setup there in Chicago.
Yeah,
he's
there's your
set up to fail.
NFL today. One other bit of breaking news: Sean McVay has leaked that he signed an extension with the Rams.
Yeah.
But the team doesn't want to say it because they want to wait until their GM signs an extension.
Yeah,
Les
Snead. They're working on Snead, and they want to do it together.
Yeah. So,
oh, by the way, 2 days ago, N'Keal Harry injury feared to be severe.
Oh, man.
That from
oh,
me.
Well, he sucks anyway, but.
Yeah, he sucks, but still.
Would they give up to get him? Hopefully not much.
Oh, I don't think they gave him up. I mean, he might have even been a free agent. New England wanted nothing to do with him.
All right. There is hot NFL talk. If you guys like. Hot NFL talk. That's it.
2024 seventh rounder.
Very hot. Oh, seven. That's a little much.
In 2024.
I feel like that's too much for
it's
him.
A steep price.
And now he's out for the year.
Yeah.
Bears get ripped off. You know, Belichick will draft the next Tom Brady with that pick too.
They already got Mac Jones. What are you talking about?
In the news is coming up next, but first we have Mike with SportsCenter.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Zick and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here's the new drop of the day.
Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
This is one of my, and the Southern accent makes it.
Tungavalawa.
You can just hear it's an old Southern dude that doesn't.
Roger, what was his name again?
Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
Commissioner Goodell.
I don't know if you ever get it with Rob, because most people just.
Oh, yeah, I get rope all the time.
Do you get that?
Yeah.
Because I love it when I'm in a situation and someone just. You can tell they just don't care. They look at my name.
Why don't you just help them out right away? You know what's happening.
Yeah, I try to. But you just get someone that's like, they don't care. They're like, table, whatever. And I love just the indifference. And that's just me like getting a table somewhere. But to have a billionaire do it to the commissioner of the NFL makes me really, really happy.
Skookinick?
Yeah. I get all kinds of things. And yes, you do jump in, or I just give, you know what? It doesn't matter.
You get that.
Roger Goodell's face was great, too. He kind of just looked stunned. And
wait,
then,
Roger, of course he was there. Yeah, I didn't see his reaction. Yeah,
he looked kind of stunned, and then just kind of a wry smile came over his face.
Well, yeah, he can't say anything. He can't even pronounce the top draft pick's names.
Plus, so Robson probably doesn't have money to have Goodell killed, so you can't say anything.
Well, not only that, but he needs. You know, Robson's going to be in the owner's room now.
Yes, and probably a very powerful swing in, you know what?
Yes, Robson. Yes, sir. Yes, chef. Room. Thank you, chef.
How Roger Goodell, Commissioner Goodell.
How much ass does Mr. Goodell kiss on a daily basis? How much rich old white ass?
I think guys like that, what am I trying to say? What separates the good ass kissers from the basic ones?
Yeah.
The good ones can make it seem authentic. Like, yeah. I really, hey, Mr. Jones, how are you? Great to see, you know, how to kids, you know, that type of thing. That's what Adam Schefter does, I guess.
Get that bunk cake that I sent you for the holidays.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas, you know, the transparent ones,
The
won't get as far.
The Wally Cleavers of the world.
All right, it is August 9th, 2022. It's time now for In the News. I'm your new newsman. Hello, thank you.
Whoa, there it is.
Whoa, a little slow on the draw in there, Mike. It is National Rice Pudding Day.
Who has rice pudding?
God, I hear you. When I saw that, I went, have I ever had rice pudding?
Yeah. I mean, I have.
So I don't know if I have. I think I have, but very not memorable.
Rice pudding is something that you give someone when they've got an upset tum-tum, and they got to have something without puking.
Really?
Yeah. It's like the most basic, like, mush thing you can have.
My mom always gave me Jack Daniels.
Oh, a little rub it on the old gums there.
No, just shoved it down my throat.
It's called the hot toddy.
It is also National Handholding Day.
Do you love a good handhold?
Do
you? Yeah.
Are you and your wifey handholders?
Me and my special lady friend, we are.
When you walk in public, you hold hands.
If you ever want to piss her off, though, because she likes the inner finger grip, and I do the handshake grip, and she gets very, very upset.
Oh, the handshake. Yeah, I don't like that. I like her style better. She's talking about the pinky.
No, she doesn't.
No, you wrap your fingers around each other's fingers.
Oh, yeah. Like the full-on. Yeah. I like that better.
Not me. I do like a handshake grip, or sometimes I'll just hold her by the wrist, and it really bothers me.
The other funny one is if they prefer to have their hand on top or bottom, always flip it around on them.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't let
hold her by the wrist like you're forcing her down the street.
Yeah, pretty much. Like
somebody takes a picture of that, films it, and like sends it to the cops. Like, they think this woman's being abducted.
Yeah, there's a good chance she is.
I saw this guy at court the other day, and he was watching, but now he's doing this.
He's dragging this woman away.
I will say there was a guy that had to give some testimony today that bore a striking resemblance to me, and it was a little off-putting when I was sitting there.
Insurrectionist,
when I was sitting there in the courtroom, I was like, wow. You know, because people are always like, any bald guy with a beard, they're like, oh, you look just like him. Eh, this guy had a...
You know it's true. That's why you get so offended by
it. This guy had a similar vibe going.
A little rain today, so that was cool.
Yeah, that was a little strange.
Yeah,
but
it was.
Then it's back to being hot.
It was humid then.
Yeah.
My sources tell me a nasty heat wave is coming next week.
Oh, that's not good.
Cannot confirm nor deny since the weather is not here yet.
But it's supposed to be nice the rest of this week, like low 80s, high 70s.
It's going to be great.
And then we get into the, oh my God.
Supposedly.
By the way, I'm asking a question here, and I'm just, it's merely a question.
Oh boy.
We handle the snow about as poorly as you can, right?
I think we're getting better.
We handle it really, really poorly.
Again, I vote that we have improvement in that category.
How?
Well, I just think we've gotten more used to it in the last handful of years. I'm not saying we're great at it, but I think it's better than 10 years ago.
Are we equally as bad at handling the heat? Because I kind of feel that we are.
Why? What do you mean, why?
Well, like, we got people that are dropping dead left and right. We got places that are shutting down. Like, over the weekend, when it was really hot, I saw multiple businesses that were shutting down. Like, I don't think we handle the heat. I think we are equally as bad at the extreme heat and the extreme cold.
So are you saying some people just, they could avoid dying from the heat?
No, I'm saying that for whatever reason, I think our community here does not handle hot and cold. I think we are equally piss poor at both.
All right. Well,
when you say handle, how do you handle the heat?
Eric, I mean, if you're a business and you have to shut down because it's too hot inside your restaurant, there is something going on there. Because other places where it's very hot have to deal with that all the time. I saw restaurants that were refusing to serve people outside because, again, they deemed it too hot. And I understand that, like, 94 is hot, but is it hot enough where you can't sit outside to eat? I think that's like...
did get up to 103 on Sunday.
I think that's... No, it didn't.
Yeah, it was hot. I think it was 100. It was
that,
at least
that was the forecast was 103, and I know it got over 100 that day.
It was hot as balls out there.
I don't think you might need to do some fact checking on that, but all either right. way,
I'll check.
Like, do other in other cities when it's 100 degrees, you're like, well, we can't go outside. All I'm saying is, I think we handle.
How would I check that?
I think we handle when it's cold, and I think we handle when it's hot. I think we do really poor at it. I just feel like we're kind of weenies when it comes to extremes.
Suk is calling Pacific Northwesterners bitches.
We're weather bitches. We are.
A new study has revealed Portland to be the most sustainable city in the United States.
Hey, look at us.
How about that, guys?
I don't know what that means, but right.
You don't know what sustainable means?
Like what?
Well, somewhat carbon neutral.
See, this is my point. You don't even know what it means.
Well, yeah, I do.
It's your story. No, you don't. That's the worst definition I've ever heard. You're like, we're kind of
sustainable carbon. Means we are using sustainability to its fullest. That's what that means. And then we'll last longer because we're better at energy things.
Last longer when? Again, great definition.
We're going to go further into the earth life.
It's awesome.
Is that
I love it. We're the most sustainable city, even though no one really knows what any of that means.
Portland, of course, it stands to reason as sustainability is crucial to a city recognized for its progressive culture. The study commissioned by Park Sleep Fly analyzed 50 of the most visited cities in the United States on the total carbon footprint per person to reveal the destinations with the lowest carbon footprint. The use of renewable energy in Oregon is also the most of any state in the study.
Okay.
There you go.
Oh, go us.
Renewable energy, bitch.
All right.
43%. And it receives good marks for its low levels of light pollution and the proportion of sustainable hotels.
Light pollution.
9% of all hotels.
I was at a
are sustainable.
I was at a function once, and someone came over to me and started talking about light pollution, and I immediately had to dismiss myself from that. Like, I'm sure it's a horrible thing, but I am not going to sit here.
What is now that I'd like? So, God, what does that mean?
Light pollution?
Yeah, like
I think it's
like
where,
lights, right? Like, yes. It's just, it's like too, it's too bright.
It's too bright at night.
I agree with that.
What are they, like, too much artificial light at night?
Right, right.
Yes.
It's like when you're in a room with fluorescence.
Yeah.
That's light pollution.
All I know is that
I like the soft lighting.
If you were at a party, please, for the love of God, do not approach someone, especially someone that looks like they were in the insurrection on January 6th.
Oh, no.
And start the conversation with, what are your thoughts on light pollution?
Hell yeah.
Because I can assure you at that moment, every one of us is checking out and we're going to the other side of the room.
Really?
Yes.
I'd have a few things to say.
No.
I'd spin it into my platform of noise pollution.
Ah,
that's what I'd do.
Take it around to the muffler.
How do you get the 4-day work week involved in this?
I would.
I took it to the bar is where I took it. I'm going to be over here.
There's so much
drink.
Light pollution that we lose a night of sleep every week. Might as well make it a 4-day work week.
That's right.
Yeah.
Solves light, that problem.
Yeah, light pollution. Basically, lights in the city taking over the night sky so you can't actually see the stars how it was originally intended.
I don't feel like we have a lot of light pollution here, which is why we're so sustainable.
Look at us.
You know?
Woohoo.
So Suk goes to the bar where they're talking sports like men.
No, I just went to the bar at the house. This was at a...
And there are other men. Like, what do you think about the Cubs, man?
No, I went and sat on the couch by myself because, look, at that point, you realize what kind of party it is. Remember that black and gold party I was talking about? There you go.
Portland consistently ranks high on the list of greenest cities in the United States and was one of the first to present a thorough strategy to address CO2 emissions. Close behind Portland in second place in the study, shockingly, Seattle, which became the first city in the country to commit to becoming carbon neutral way back in 2010. Carbon neutral like me.
Yeah. Even though you really don't know what that means. Climate Pledge Arena, right? Up there.
That's right.
Where the Kraken play.
Similar to Portland, Seattle receiving high marks for its use of renewable energy, average air pollution, percentage of residents who walk or take public transport, and percentage of sustainable hotels as well.
All right. It's all very good.
Is that pretty cool?
I'm all for it.
New York City is three. Worst cities, Nashville.
Oh, I was going to say Houston.
Houston is third worst. Houston and Dallas.
That place is enormous. It's hot. No one's walking anywhere. And the people down in Texas don't care.
So the worst cities are Nashville, Columbus, Ohio, and Houston and Dallas.
And I see. Texas.
Texas, man.
Texas don't care, man. Texas don't care. Let's drill for more oil.
Where do you keep your white privilege card?
Oh, well, I have to keep it in my wallet, like right in front of my ID. Like if I'm trying to catch like a cab or something and, you know, I just like whip it out. And I'm like, excuse me, white privilege. Thank you.
That happened. And we'll tell you about it next on The Fan.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Yes. This is in the news, August 9th. I have one other story for you, and it is the story of a woman in Anchorage, Alaska, who avoided a ticket.
Birthplace of me.
When she showed the cops who pulled her over a white privilege card.
Boy, I would have thought that that story was going an entirely different direction when you said a woman avoided a ticket when she showed...
What did she whip out to avoid a ticket?
I thought that was going an entirely different direction. By the way, does that work?
Two cops in Anchorage, Alaska reportedly violated department policy in the incident, though it's unclear what the policy was or what disciplinary action they will face, as the department is treating the matter as confidential.
Oh.
Mimi Israela wrote in a Facebook post that she was pulled over for weaving in the early hours of July 9 as she was driving to an Anchorage pizzeria after arriving from California for a Trump rally. She could not locate her license when prompted. She wrote in the now deleted post, she said, "When I saw my white privilege card, I gave it to him if it's okay. I gave to him if it's okay. He laughed and called his partner. It's their first time they'd seen a white privilege card," she said. The novelty card she handed to them read, "White privilege card trumps everything," at the top. Mimi was not cited during the incident and was allowed to go. Well. Deputy Chief Sean Kay said, "Some people who saw Mimi's post about the incident and a video she recorded of the exchange were critical of the officer's actions, and we recognize that."
Is it possible the officers were just going to give her a warning anyways, and they just wanted to make sure she wasn't drunk?
Totally possible.
When they found out she wasn't drunk, they were like, "Hey, ma'am, like, yeah, be a little more..."
Look at you.
You know.
Be a little, so logical.
Be a little more, I don't know what you call it, just a little more careful when you're driving.
So she was probably just joking around.
Yeah.
And they were joking around. And you're right. They probably checked her, and she's like, she's fine.
But
she's
instead,
not drunk.
Instead, we now have to make this
that's
out
right.
to be that everyone here is the world's biggest racist.
And these cops are racist. Yes. That's correct.
Hey, you know what? To be fair, maybe they are.
That's right. The alternative is also a possibility.
I don't
just,
know.
Just acknowledge that.
It is Alaska. So.
Exactly.
And she was there for a Trump rally. A Trump rally. By the way, who goes to Alaska for a Trump rally?
Well, Mimi.
I guess.
And she brings her white privilege card, and it's a good thing she did, because she did not have her driver's license.
No.
Which, isn't that a crime?
I don't know if it's a crime. I think, again, that's a discretionary thing. I've been pulled over before without a license, like on my way to...
Really?
Yeah, like if the gym was like right by my house, or if you're going to like grab like something right down the road. What? I've had that before. I'm like,
So then they go look you up.
Yeah, they just look you up. In fact, I think the last time it happened, I was taking my kid back from school. And I rolled through a stop sign. So a number of years ago, and I didn't have my license on me, and I'm in like shorts and a ratty t-shirt. Like, I'm dropping my kid off at school.
All right. Well, there's your in the news for August 9th.
By the way,
2022.
You know the weird thing here?
What?
She's not white.
Really?
No.
Well, her name is a little odd. Mimi, not odd, but just didn't sound...
Yeah,
it sounded...
It wasn't Jane Smith.
Her name is... I got to pull up the story again.
Mimi...
What's her last name?
Israela?
Yeah, Israela.
So I looked her up, and now the cop's white.
No, no way.
I don't believe she's white.
All right. Well, maybe that helps matters, right?
Is that one of those like that made it that much funnier?
Oh, I see. Yeah, she's definitely not white.
Yeah. She does have a defend the border hat. So, I don't know. Couldn't tell you, but there is a photo of her flashing it with the cop in the background. So the cop took a selfie with her. Yeah. She seems very patriotic.
I tend to agree with your assessment that this was just a...
Yeah. The cop was like, oh my God.
He's like, you're not drunk.
Yeah, just keep it on the rails.
And she was playing jokes. She had bits.
Yeah.
She's like, here, I want to give you this. And he's like, all right. And that he probably loved it because, you know, Anchorage.
He's like, keep it on the rails. And, you know, which, you know, if you're not drunk and
only
you
have one or two more
and you weaved like once, right? Should you really get a ticket for that?
Well, no, she wasn't ticketed. It's no, just that's what I'm saying. That's how they pull you. Like, if they see you weave, they pull you over with probable. That's the probable cause to pull you over.
I mean, that's my
point. And then they check you out.
I don't want her to get a ticket. I don't want anyone to get a ticket if you go outside the lines.
What if she was housed?
Well, then yes, you got to get a ticket.
But not too housed.
Somewhere in the middle.
All right, that's in the news. Let's focus on the hot sports talk of the day.
Let's.
LIV Golf and a little more audio, I think, next hour as well. All right, it is 4:58 on the fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.